Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer.
That guy must really know what he's doing.
Director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
Dan, I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
A texter says, you just put the fantasy back in fantasy football.
Your guide through the waiver wire.
Hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Charge.
With Bernstein and Harris on 670 The Score.
It's Charch time. Paul Charchian, director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. We should mention the 49ers are hosting the Rams on Thursday night football. Pregame coverage at 6:30, kickoff 7:15, right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Charch is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. He is on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Happy fantasy playoffs, Charge.
And we got a good game tonight with massive playoff implications and two offenses coming off big, big outings. These Thursday nighters can be a dud, but not tonight. We got a good one coming.
So what did the performance of Brock Purdy against the woeful Bears defense last week predict about whether or not he's got his legs back under him?
Yeah, I think he does. And maybe your team was just sort of like after all the close losses, they just sort of exhaled in one game. But I think Purdy passes a lot in this game because the running back situation is just so diseased there, right? Christian McCaffrey dead, Elijah Mitchell dead, Jordan Mason dead, Isaac Garendo. He didn't even make it through one game as the starter before suffering that foot injury that you guys saw. And they say Garendo's going to try to play through this game, but it raises a lot of questions about what to do from a fantasy standpoint.
Yes.
Because, you know, Garendo, he might only last a few plays, or he could play the whole game and do tonight what he did to your Bears, 120 total yards and two touchdowns. So the way I'm angling it is this. If you're an underdog, start Garendo, hope he makes it the whole game and you get a big outcome like he did last week. And if you're not the underdog, if you're a favorite, see if you got somebody else who's just safer and you don't have to risk Garendo, going four plays and then having a setback on the foot.
Okay, Charge, work with me here. Work with me. I had to start DeAndre Swift last week. I was desperate. Saquon Barkley is my RB1.
Yeah.
Swift is my RB2. Everybody else was hurt. And now I've made two pickups.
Ooh.
Sincere McCormick.
Uh-huh.
And the aforementioned Patrick Taylor Jr.
Okay.
What do I do with those four running backs? I know Saquon's in there. What do I do about that second running back spot? Is it Swift? Is it Taylor? Or is it Sincere McCormick, who I didn't even know existed until a few days ago?
Right, exactly. So Sincere McCormick is the Raiders' starting running back. But, if we go back just one year, this was the same thing that Antonio Pierce did to us last year when Zamir White got a long run in December, and it was a good run too. And it gave us a bad read for this year on Zamir White, who was a total and utter bust. But that's the plan for Sincere McCormick, averaging 5.5 yards per carry when Madison and Zamir White are averaging half that combined. And he's actually looked pretty darn good. He goes up against Atlanta. We just saw Atlanta here in Minnesota. That team has the stench of death on it right now. It's
wow.
Bad.
The stench of death is bad.
They got mowed over by Aaron Jones. And over the past 6 weeks, they're giving up almost 5 yards per carry. So I kind of like Sincere McCormick. And I want to throw at you two some other people with adjectives for first names.
Oh, sincere. I got it.
You got it? Okay, here we go.
Well, wait. How about there's the fictional character from Boys in the Hood, Furious Styles.
Yes. Oh, that's a great example. That's a great name. I love it. What do you think of? Let me hit you with this one. Sterling Sharp.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Sterling Sharp?
I get it.
It's an adjective.
It's also an name. Adjective. But it's also a name. It's not.
Well,
like,
but so Sincere McCormick, that's his name.
I know, but Sterling is a more mainstream. There are other people named Sterling.
Well, oh, that's true. I guess I'm not suggesting. Well, there's famously, not a lot of people named Sterling.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, the one-time voice of Winnie the Pooh, Sterling Holloway?
I did not know about Sterling Holloway, but I love it.
I believe Frank Thomas's eldest son is Sterling.
Oh.
I believe. Okay.
Also did not know that. All right. How about this one? Maverick Carter, LeBron James' right-hand man.
But
are you familiar?
Yeah, but you can be. Maverick can also be a noun. Yeah.
Yes. Well, but also adjective. Sonny Hostin, co-host on The View.
Yeah. Sonny's a common name. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm with you.
All right, I'm going to give you one more. Ernest Shackleton. Are either of you familiar with Ernest Shackleton?
I know Ernest Byner.
Ernest Byner. And Ernest Byner is spelled E-A, right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I
believe that is right. Is that the Shackleton of the Shackleton Expedition?
Yes, it is. That is the knighted polar explorer and leader of the greatest true story of human survival ever.
That went badly for a few people, and just hope you have enough salt.
No, they did not. They did not have to resort to that.
Okay.
This was the group in 1910 that got stuck in the Antarctic for 2 years while their ship got destroyed by ice and had to make an astounding, mind-boggling tale of survival to keep everybody alive. It's unbelievable.
You're sure they didn't consume any of their own dead?
They did not, in fact.
Okay.
27 people on board. They did consume their dogs.
Ah, the dogs. That's right.
The dogs went. Yep. 27 people on board. 27 lived over two years in the stuck in Antarctica, and they had to traverse rowing rowboats 800 miles of ocean. It's an unbelievable story. Ernest Shackleton.
That's wild. Speaking of just impossible decisions that have to be made. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison against the Bears.
Well, against the Bears, it was Addison who did all the damage.
Addison hasn't been the same since. He's been destroying everyone. I don't know if you saw he had three touchdowns last week. So, do we like the which is a better play? I mean, less than 30 yards last time out for Justin Jefferson against the Bears.
I know that was which was remarkable. So, I've got my angle on this. You tell me. Do you think that Chicago, we've changed defensive play callers now too, right?
Yes.
Since that game. So do you feel that they will try the same thing, which was take away Justin Jefferson and take our chances with Jordan Addison?
Or do you think they changed that up now?
Well, my worry is when you saw what Kittle did to them, and now that Hockenson is getting healthy and back to full speed, that you're just picking your poison there. And then if you're rolling coverage in that direction and leaving Hockenson one-on-one, you got some problems.
Agreed. I think Hockenson is a really strong play here. By the way, his over-under is 38.5. You might want to think about the over on that.
Whoa. He's on my fantasy team. He'll be in the starting lineup over Cade Otton.
That's one play.
That could be one play. Jordan Addison over the last 5 weeks is wide receiver fourth highest scoring wide receiver. It has been a remarkable turnaround. And what's happened, so teams have, and this started last year too, you take away Justin Jefferson, force other things to happen. But Addison now as a sophomore has gotten good enough that he beats single coverage. He gets open. And Sam Darnold's he's dealing right now. He's finding those receivers, his secondary and third targets. And those guys are getting paid. And so we're starting Jordan Addison. He's my wide receiver 19 in the first round of the playoffs where you got to win. I still like him here, and I think he's going to see a lot of Tyreek Stevenson. And as you guys know, Stevenson can be good. He's a gambler, and I think there's some opportunities here.
Are you suggesting that Kyron Williams, the workhorse back of the Rams coming off the game against the Bills, which is high scoring, that he should be sat this week?
No. I think he's sitting on a big game here. Okay. I like him here a lot. You know, the Rams, The Rams, they love to use him. Kyren Williams has one of the highest usage rates in the NFL. He's fantastic. The Bills, last week, the Bills fell behind early, abandoned the running game almost completely. 2 weeks ago, we saw Alvin Kamara with 23 carries. 3 weeks ago, Saquon Barkley, 26 carries. Week before that, Ramondre Stevenson had 20 carries. This is a really nice opportunity against a Niners run defense that just isn't as good as it used to be. They've allowed the most rushing touchdowns over the last 5 weeks. So I like Kyren Williams a lot here. We're absolutely starting him.
What's going on with the Saints and Derek Carr being out? I think, did they just sign Ben DiNucci?
They did. He self-reported that on Twitter, which I thought was fantastic.
I saw that. He's like, you could trust the source or something like that.
Yes.
So now Alvin Kamara becomes interesting.
He does, because you know, there's been talk about how the Lions have got 13 players on injured reserve on defense alone. Saints offense, 7 members on injured reserve, plus Derek Carr isn't technically on injured reserve, but he's probably headed there with a broken hand and the concussion. So the problem, if you've got Alvin Kamara, who's been by and large good this year and bankable for your fantasy team, aren't the Commanders just going to do whatever it takes to stop Alvin Kamara and make Jake Haener throw to Cedric Wilson to beat you? I mean, it seems like that would be the case. And Kamara, in the 3 games that Carr missed earlier this year, Kamara only averaged 39 rushing yards and 31 receiving yards. And I think that's, there's some real downside here that you have to be worried about. And while Kamara's good enough that he can still fill box scores, I don't know. This one worries me. There's some real downside in Kamara, and I would look really hard before I just automatically put Kamara in my lineup because he's Alvin Kamara. I'd give it some extra thought and make sure you don't have a better play.
Adam Thielen is still out there, and apparently he's still capable of doing things.
What a great story for Adam Thielen. And we talked, you know, we've talked in recent weeks about Bryce Young and how he's come around tremendously. Dave Canales isn't going to win Coach of the Year, but he should be in the conversation. He's been great. Thielen came back. He had 6 weeks off from the hamstring injury, very severe hamstring injury. Gets back. First week he got eased in, but then 2 weeks ago, 99 yards and a touchdown which got robbed of another touchdown due to refereeing ineptitude. Last week, 9 catches, 102 yards for Adam Thielen. This offense goes through Adam Thielen. He's been great. Here comes Dallas this week. Opposing number one receivers killing the Cowboys. Ja'Marr Chase, last week, 177 yards and 2 touchdowns. Before that, Terry McLaurin, 101. A.J. Brown, before that, 109 yards. These number one receivers are hitting Dallas. And right now, that's Adam Thielen, the clear number one. He's my wide receiver 18 this week. We're going to power through the playoffs with Adam Thielen.
Charch, thanks as always. I have one more big adjective name that we missed.
Ooh, what is it?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Fictional character, but yeah.
I know, but it's right in front of you. Right in front of our
I got you. That's a great one.
Charch, we'll talk next week.
Thank you, friends.
See you.
Bye-bye.
That is Paul Charchian.